Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
RPT, season 21, 21, capítulo número 262, correcto, right?
Correcto.
Episode 262, it is Wednesday, 14 December, in the year of our Lord, 2022. It's your boy Chingo Blingo with the Big Tamarindo, the Guerrero Vaquero, el Rey, the Four Play, the Tamale Kingpin, the Masa Messiah, the Versace Mariachi. I think I might have forgot a couple. Mr. I'm deaf in my right ear, turn my headphones up. Mr. Turn my headphones up.
All right.
We have DJ producer Big Rob. He's trying to figure out which knob.
Is that you? Is that two right here?
I think so. Yeah. I'm gonna get health insurance. I'm gonna get my toenail fixed and everything else. I'm gonna come back looking enhanced. You know what I'm saying?
Looking like Joe Rogan. HGH y toda la madre.
Todo way. Puro TRT, compadre. Puro pinche TRT. Hey, shout out to the homie, man. Rock and Roll James. He has a TRT sponsor.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah?
I was like, bro, do I need a TRT sponsor?
When you go to the Valley next time, you need to pay him a visit. The TRT
sponsor. Oh, the TRT place.
Have you considered it in the near future?
I can't wait.
Oh, okay.
Considered it?
Good.
Do you not listen to the podcast?
Good.
I'm 43, bro. Like, Marisol and I were talking about, because, you know, her hormones all over the place. She got to go get a hysterectomy and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm putting too much business out there.
She's been talking about it for a while.
Okay, good. Y'all listen to Her Lounge podcast. But we about to get all that situated.
Right now,
you know, we got some lawyers and stuff we got to take care of as well. And it's some other situations. And, you know, some venues ain't hitting us back now all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. I think they discovered my Twitter page. My Twitter page, my brother. But this is RPT. Yo, we have to start with this major news, dog.
Breaking news.
We had the single largest spike in listenership. We call it... What is it again?
The Christmas Miracle Spike.
Not to be confused with Putin's price hike.
Nope.
No, it's the Christmas Miracle Spike, bro. I was out of town in California doing a corporate gig.
Which we'll also get into.
Private events. I may or may not touch upon that. Okay. We talked about it on Cafecito Time.
True.
But yeah, shout out to Inland Engineering Services for hiring me 2 years in a row. I think that might be it. I think next year they're going to go with a band or a magician. I know a good magician. Shout out my boy Jose. He trains at Urban Jungle.
Jose the Magician. That's just a funny name.
I don't know. He has like a crazy YouTube page where he does magic on the street. He'll pull up on you and do a whole trick. Chop a
steer wallet, won't even know it.
Throw the way. So anyway, Rob hit me with the info. He's like, bro, I don't know what happened, but you tell him.
Yeah, so Chingo's out of town. I know he's about to get ready to go to California. And I just randomly, one thing I don't know about you, but and you're probably the same way. You don't like harping over certain numbers, right? Especially when, you know.
It's like vanity metrics.
Yeah, that's exactly what you call it, vanity metrics, right? Because they'll put you in a certain spot. Your highs will be highs and your lows will be lows, right?
Yeah, you got to be stoic with it, bro.
Exactly. Yeah. And I've learned that from Chingo for a long time now. But
Epictetus, you know what I'm talking about?
There you go. He reads.
Hey, I got about 2-3 audiobooks. I ain't finished. The laptop from hell, but go on.
Okay, yeah, we need to finish that in Fossil Future. So I just randomly, I was uploading an episode. I was getting ready to upload an episode for that day of Red Belt Tamales, which was a premium episode, which you could get at patreon.com/RedBeltTamales. And I noticed on the Libsyn side, where the main publisher is, where you get it on iTunes and Spotify and iHeart, you go there. That's where we go there, and it blasts it out everywhere else. I saw a spike bigger than that cactus behind Chingo Bling. It was up there, and I was thinking to myself, like,
wow. It was ginormous.
It was huge. And I just started looking at, like, Instagram. I started looking at YouTube. I was looking at all the different things.
Yeah. What caused this spike? Is it a Christmas miracle?
Basically, because I thought it was going to be a Christmas fluke.
Or maybe it's all the feds having to tune in and listening to all the shit we be saying.
All our
intelligence agencies.
After we named the last episode Alphabet Boys.
Yeah, they got triggered. That's probably what it was.
That might be what it is.
Well, we on the list.
Regardless, guys, it was literally, and I just told him this morning when he got here, a month's worth of downloads in the last 5 days. Like our average month condensed into the last 5 days.
Wow.
And it's still going.
It's like a fire hydrant of drill spill.
Yeah.
For you know it, we're going to have a nice background for Rob, too. That way you don't just see light switches and a door.
I like the clean look.
We're going to put some art back there.
Meanwhile, you go to yours, it's perfect. It's like you.
We got Red Pill Grind right here.
That earthing.
Red Pill Grind, Grind Ops Coffee Co. Order your bag now. It's a great Christmas gift. GrindOpsCoffeeCo.com. They are veteran owned, and we have a collab. And we dropping the espresso one, too. I need to go to the P.O. box and pick up my batch because I got a gift, people. Nice. Some of that Red Pill Blend, Chingo Bling collab with Grind Ops Coffee Co. You like how I just bust into a whole commercial, man.
That's how you
do it. In the middle of spiking your curiosity with the Christmas miracle.
For sure.
We're going to interject and have an interstitial. Red Pill Blend, order yours now.
Well, since we're at it, you might as well mention that amazing candle that it's sitting on because Don's sending Mighty Soul the report for November. We had a lot of people support the candles, like I've seen the time candles.
Yeah.
So that's really exciting.
Yeah,
as well.
Absolutely, man. TwinCandleCo.com. That's what we're burning right now. This particular candle right here is Cafecito Time. You can order the Cafecito Time scent. It was, usually it's like hand-picked, but this is nose-picked.
Yeah.
This is nose-picked.
Straight up.
I know it sounds funny, but this was picked by the olfactory system of myself and Mighty Soul. We agreed on something.
Yeah, for once.
We finally agreed. We went through 10,000 cents and we're like, this is the one right here.
Meanwhile, I'm burning a Christmas scent right now. Reindeer Treats.
Yeah, that one's fire.
Thank you.
Reindeer Treats. Okay. Yeah. I'll see you with the brand in Playboy.
Shout out. But that's the big news. Thank you to everybody that's listening. So if you're a new listener listening right now, I almost feel like, do we have to give them like a 60-second elevator pitch to what this is?
That's a great, great, great idea. Let's try.
Okay.
So basically, my name is Chingo Bling. I've been in the rap game for a long time, Mexican-American. And for the longest time, I had the emotional take. I was lacking information, and I was super married to my ideas of like, hey, border walls are racist, and they're just picking on, you know, Fox News and them and these Republicans. They stuffy white people and their doctors, you know what I'm saying, and they don't care about la raza, and they don't care about what's going on in the city and this and that. And I was just very tunnel vision, closed minded, until I was presented with new information about how the media works, how persuasion works, how opinions get assigned. And once you start hearing about all the bad stuff that happens to the people at the border and how it's affecting our communities and all that, you can't help but divorce those mind viruses. You know, you can't let the mind viruses take over. So fast forward, we started this podcast. Producer DJ Big Rob, you know what I'm talking about? Ain't never DJed.
Never produced no music.
Yeah, you don't produce music, but DJ producer Big Rob. We came together and he was like, yo, people are getting triggered. The snowflakes, they attacking you for walking away from some of these leftist ideas that was my entire identity and my entire brand for the longest. So Raza took it personal. They took it like a dagger, like, bro, of all people, just because the way they see things is all of a sudden you want to be white.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you hate your own skin. You're a self-loathing, you know, they project these things and they think they can read your mind when it's really more like, hey, y'all, this woke shit, it's literally, I saw this tweet last night. It's like, it's no longer about left or right. We already know a R or a D, like Republican, Democrat, that really don't mean shit.
Yeah.
Because you got traitors and sellouts on both sides backstabbing each other and forgetting about the American people and being corrupt and getting rich as fuck off being a public servant. And, you know, for example, the Biden crime family, they've been in politics and crime for decades.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, what we try to do on this show is to still be flexible with our ideas, to still make sure that we're malleable and we're still critical thinking, and we don't just let Ben Shapiro or somebody, Tucker Carlson, we don't let, you know what I'm saying? We don't got our pom-poms out for Elon Musk.
No,
you know what I mean?
We don't go right away and buy Sherry's Berries. We don't do that.
No, we're not trying to do the Sherry's Berries. But I think that's the 10-minute spiel.
That was a 10-minute, 60-second spiel. It is, yeah. And it's been going on for, so this Christmas, and so in 2 weeks or a week from now, it'll be the 2-year anniversary of this podcast, which originally was going to be a docena of podcasts, hot dozen of tamales.
Yeah.
But people, you know, they responded to it really well from the beginning, and it was just something.
Oh yeah, initially we're like, we're just gonna do a dozen, Rob.
Yeah.
Because,
but you were taken so out of context, so you had to kind of like talk about a lot of those things.
Yeah. So we gave them a hot dozen, basically at least. Episodes used to go kind of long then, but it was at least 12 hours of just us discussing the headlines and how the media works and how, you know, all the hoaxes and how at first when they tried to sell you the Covington kids thing, like these Catholic white boys wearing MAGA hats went over there and harassed this poor little Indian man that was just minding his business. And then you see the other perspective, the other side, the other footage of like, these little white boys were minding their business. Yeah. They were in a Catholic school. They took a field trip. So they went down into D.C. They decided to buy MAGA hats like as a tourist. They're in D.C. Maybe they wanted to troll. Maybe they really were ultra MAGA.
Mm-hmm.
This activist Native American who was just notorious for that being his full-time gig. He just goes around and beats the drums and starts shit and is on some Marxist shit. He got in the grill of the little innocent little white boys that were minding their business. Yeah. So once you see that, it's just like, damn, CNN, you deserve to get sued. Y'all were calling this little these white kids all types of names. Like Don Lemon. If y'all haven't noticed and realized that Trump was right, that the news is fake, I remember when he used to call out journalists and I'd be like, bro, come on, dog. You can't. These are the people holding truth to power. They're asking the important questions. You know, how are you going to not be transparent with these the journalism room, and you can't just say that they're fake and they're doing their job and the Washington Post is a beacon of truth and you know what I'm saying, and I read the USA Today and how dare you know, orange Tweedo, what is it, Cheeto Hitler.
You thought he was an evil dangerous man at the time, right?
I mean, I was too busy working, making money.
True.
So I really didn't have too much time to fixate on him. But yeah, when I tune in and be like, okay, what'd they say? What happened? They're like, bro, he's racist, bro. He say mean things. And like, he's riling up these little militia and these people that they saying the country's theirs and they're going to win their country back. And we all know what that means. They saying the quiet part out loud. And he's a dictator or whatever. And then you start to realize, damn, bro. So he really didn't say drink bleach? You know, once you really start to like, wait, let me listen to one of his speeches.
Yeah, see, one of the greatest hits.
Let me hear some of this Nazi shit he be saying up here, all his hate.
And don't get memory hole, too. If you are one of the people that are part of this Christmas miracle spike, you went back and listened to older episodes. So I've seen the spikes on older episodes go up, too. And they're not all evergreen, but a lot of them are because we hit news and topics and stuff like that. But there's a lot of fun stuff you can catch on old episodes. It's not just news. But you probably...
We even got a bump on the old stuff?
Yeah, on some older episodes.
Golly.
So if you remember the time that Chingo's talking about, that's December of 2020. Arguably one of the craziest times in my entire lifetime.
Mm.
The 2020 election.
Yeah, right before J6.
Yeah, right before J6 and right after.
When we didn't know who really won.
The count, yes.
They still had to count.
Yes.
And what had Trump been saying leading up? He's like, man, the Maryland is going to be so much fucking fraud.
Right.
And excuse my French.
What have we learned about ballot harvesting and everything since then? So don't forget, and I don't think people will if you're listening to this, the 2020 December, that month, and that whole span of just after the election, before it, honestly, too, with the whole Hunter Biden laptop from hell, and then you move to J6 and everything after that, getting banned from Twitter. Those 4 months were the craziest 4 months probably of our lives.
And we were trying to warn people. Like, I think I tweeted something recently where I circled the date. Because when I'm on the plane, that's when I get a chance. Because I get bored, right? Some of these flights be long. So that's when I get a chance to go through my camera roll and start deleting shit and... You know what I'm saying? Making space on the phone. Or
for new fire memes.
Or, yeah, put all your memes in a folder so the Fed, just label it feds. Look here.
Kid pictures. Name it kid baby pictures.
So, yeah, all my children, man. It's hilarious. But a lot of memes, too. So my phone be like, who is this guy? And I say, oh, that's Joe Biden. You got a lot of fucking pictures of that guy. Anyway.
You're on the plane.
Yeah, so I'm on the plane and I saw like a screenshot that I made sure to keep because I'll take pictures of the gas price. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Make sure. So there was one, it was a screenshot of my Instagram story where it said, like, I think it was like January 9th. And it pretty much said, well, I think this one they said Biden won.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Sure, quotes. And then it just said, all right, get ready for less freedom of speech, like more censorship. I think it said more taxes, more crime, foreign wars. I can't remember what it was, like more spending. Just like basically I laid out a handful of bullet points. Like mm-hmm. This is my prediction, which is something that we should like call your shot. Try to see what is your lens. What's your filter? What's your worldview? Mm-hmm. How are you going to try to be a good predictor? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I think with depending how much skepticism you hold for things that are being told to you is going to be a determiner or a dictator of how accurate you can see what's going to happen. Like, are they bamboozling you and you're not knowing, or are you kind of peeping game?
If you still believe the news and you weren't listening to RPT, all right, So look at all this info that's been coming out. Like Elon tweeted, my pronouns are prosecute/Fauci.
Dude.
Yeah. Look at all the info that's been coming out. RPT, we've been telling y'all. Red pill tamales. And I didn't finish making my point earlier when I said I think I retweeted somebody or I saw on Twitter where it said it's not about Republican, Democrat. That don't mean really nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just, it's almost like a t-shirt. It's just a label. How many Democrats never considered Tulsi a Democrat? How many Republicans don't consider Liz Cheney a real Republican? Real quick, we want to take time to shout out our sponsors. Shout out to, man, this is family, bro. These are the homies. Y'all know I still put out singles from time to time. I'm always complaining I don't get in the studio enough. But when I do, and I want to release a hot track to all my listeners on Apple Music, Spotify, I make sure I deal with my people. So South Music Distribution, you know, they handle all the digital. And, dude, they deal business to business. They deal with artists, you know, mainly. So it's not even really something that the average listener can really take advantage of per se. However, you can go on there and shop on their website. They got vinyl, some classic titles and special releases and stuff like that. Follow them on Instagram, SoSouthTX. But even though they mainly deal with like global distribution of artists and things like that, they're like, hey, we want to show love to the podcast. We work with you already. We support what you do, support your voice, and, you know, keep it going. So we appreciate the love. So South, make sure you follow them on Instagram, SoSouthTX. And of course, hit up the website, SoSouth.com. If you're an artist and you need services like marketing, consulting, they do all that too. They make sure they get all your royalties, all your publishing in more markets. They even submit your music for like movies, television, commercials, and media. Go get some more info right now. Hit up the website, SoSouth.com. Big friends of the podcast and big friends in real life. We do a lot of business together. And go stream my old catalog, all my old titles brought to you by So South. Get on Spotify, go on Apple Music. So South, make sure all my music is everywhere when you're looking for it. Much love. Back to the show. And so on, right? So that don't mean shit. It's come down to Matrix. Red pill, blue pill.
Yeah.
Are you seeing what part of the movie you're in? Are you not seeing how dictionary.com or Merriam-Webster and Cambridge, like the way they're defining women, the way like their definition of how they use female in a sentence, and it's all trans related, all to make it be like birthing person or lacks ability, you know, the female who...
How they define themselves...
Yeah.
Identify.
So if you're new to RPT,
yes.
You know, we love to look at things and analyze them and break them down. And shout out to all the members of the TIA, the Tamale Intelligence Agency, the only intelligence agency that gives a jam. The Discord is lit at all times, 25/8. And the memes are fire.
Yeah.
But you'll have like Juan Big Stoner, who could school a motherfucker on economics, mm-hmm. which economics is always a great filter and lens to view the world because it is a hell of a predictor.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be able to, for example, when Steve Bannon, don't get triggered.
Careful now.
Yeah, don't get triggered. But yeah, I used to think he was an evil man too until I heard the motherfucker actually say, like speak.
Yeah.
Until I actually tuned in. What are you saying? So the way his called shot of Elon wants to buy Twitter for billions of dollars. He was like, first of all, that company ain't a real company. He called it from the jump. He's like, that's a whole propaganda machine, a tool of the left. It's all about controlling narrative. Them little Marxists up there, they don't even show up to work. Now it's come out that they would, a lot of the employees would put spyware on the company machines. Like, they would download shit, and basically there was all kind of back doors where foreign, third party, like, it could be a Saudi spy. All the countries got spies.
Oh, yeah.
And they all had a key to the back door of motherfucking Twitter. And all this shit's coming out, but Steve Bannon called it, you know, because he looked at the intrinsic value in the stock market and just, you know, first of all, I think he even said Elon gonna use Chinese money to buy it,
mm-hmm.
first of all.
His Tesla plants are over there. Like he does have Ty with him, right? Ty's with him. So
I think they gave him some funding and some other things, bro. Yeah. Yeah. So you definitely cannot have both pom poms up.
Yeah. And Chingo always
and Rob can't wait to put the Neuralink in his medulla. Can't wait.
In my medulla.
He can't wait to be the guinea pig.
I'll do a topical thing like a helmet maybe or some glasses. I'm not going to plug in just yet.
Bro, you going to fucking be wearing the little
Ready Player One, man.
The short bus helmet, bro.
Short bus.
No, my misery.
Like my head's the wrong shape. I got to wear the
Oh, it's fucked up.
Little Weston, my boy, had to wear one of those, man.
Lot of kids, yeah, a lot of kids. That's why I said that's fucked up. You're saying that. Yeah.
But I mean, you always say, you know, he's a transhumanist, this, that, and the other. So, like, be wary of how much support. Don't just, he says one or two things you like, and then I'm behind him 100%.
Yeah, yeah. And what the fuck? They done kicked off Ye. They kicked off Bryson Gray. He just got his account back.
Oh, he did get it back.
He just got it back.
Yeah. He didn't have no explanation.
At first, they didn't give him an explanation.
Mm. So, is that still Elon, though, or is it still too many people in the kitchen kind of thing? Where they're
obviously, Elon's not the one, like, running every...
Yeah, he's not pulling a lever on
everybody. Nah, he's not running every program. I know he's borderline machine.
Yeah.
But he ain't fucking running every, like... Ugh.
You know, they say he is sleeping at the office, right? He's working, like, 18-hour days, sleeping on the floor. Or I don't know if it's on the floor, but he's sleeping at Twitter HQ. I don't know, man. He's still running these rockets around the world, and he's got Tesla going on, SpaceX.
The motherfucker ain't lazy. He don't walk slow, I'll tell you that.
And it's funny, this is off subject, on subject, but when he, remember they had that first initial firing of people? Now later, there's a civil lawsuit, I guess, because more of the people that were let go were women instead of the guys. And the case that they were making was like, look, Elon said, if you don't want to put in a 40-hour work week, I'll give you 3 months paid severance and you can just go. And it was like, there was a deeper conversation on Twitter that was being had because it was like, look, he's kind of proving the point, or some people are proving the point that it's not a wage gap difference, it's not a pay difference, it's a who wants to put in more work. All the engineers and the guys that stay there happen to be dudes because they wanted to put the work in, they were the engineers. All the girls that maybe might have been some engineers, but also like administrative and, you know, just paper workers, didn't want to go back to work. They didn't want to go to the office and put in a 40-hour work week.
Did you see the photo of the Disney staff that's I guess, in charge of rolling out a project?
No.
It was like all white chicks. Like, it was just all female.
No, I didn't see that.
There might have been one Indian female. I don't even think there was a black female. Like, it was like all white girls with the same haircut. Yes, at Disney. I mean, everything's gone woke. So, but like, you ever heard of that book? I think it was Outliers.
Yeah.
By Malcolm Gladwell.
Yes.
Where that's what this reminds me of, when you said, hey, some of these engineers might be white men.
Yeah.
Some of them might be straight.
Yeah.
Most of them probably incel, right?
For sure.
They's probably celibate as fuck.
Yeah.
You know, involuntary.
Kind of a little weird.
Involuntary. You know, breathe through the mouth. Got the little neck beard and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Why got to breathe through the mouth?
Why they got to be vegan?
Yeah, well, you must have had an interaction with one today.
Look here, man. I encountered some real vegans today, bro.
What does that even mean, real?
That means they don't even eat egg, bro.
Oh, those.
Yes.
Those people.
Ready?
Low energy motherfuckers.
Man, they... This isn't a political subject, so it could probably go on the What Did He Said podcast, which is coming back on the CW for Hispanic Heritage Month. But bro, if you don't eat eggs and you don't eat no protein, rarely. I mean, I know some vegetables have protein and stuff like that, but like
a 10 pound.
But like if I'm asking you on this menu, it says I notice a vegetarian spot, but it says this taco contains quote just. And then it says egg, and then like potato and all these other things, right?
Yeah.
The salsa is made out of whatever. So I'm like, okay, is this egg or what is this made out? Is this soy egg? What kind of fake egg is this? And they're like, actually, let me ask Roberto in the back. He eats egg. It's like he's vegetarian. He ain't vegan like us. So he's like, Roberto, can you explain the texture, flavor? And he's like, you know, it's made out of monk fruit with, you know, it doesn't really have the fats in it. Da, 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 da. And they use artificial yellow dye to make it look like it. And I'm like, man.
What?
As long as it ain't got soy in it, because I had to grab something.
Yeah.
You know, we work in a day. That's why I was a little bit late. I had to hurry and be like, hey, give me some of that fake egg and shit.
Some fake protein?
But I'm like, yo, you got to get your blood levels checked and all your, where you getting all your nutrients?
Yeah, that actually kind of brings me to one of the stories from today. It was just a tweet from Elon, which was pretty simple, straight to the point, and something that I could definitely get behind. And that was, actually, I think I wrote it on the notes there, Elon's tweet.
The woke mind virus is either defeated or nothing else matters. And that's why he at work.
Yeah.
That's why he sleep on the floor.
Putting in 80 hours, not that fucking 40-hour work week.
Yeah.
So I think that was a really good roundup of the show, who you are, who we are, what we do. Also, I mean, the number one conservative-leaning Latino podcast with two coconuts in a studio, as you call it.
And Rob and I, we don't even agree on a lot of shit. Because he can't wait to get the Neuralink put in his head.
I can't wait to just disagree with Chingo sometimes.
Especially on music. I'd be like, bro.
It just is what it is.
Like, man, this motherfucker Rob said, how would I have heard that?
Casual Friday. We're
like, man, you don't want Soul Train, bro? How the fuck?
Soul Train.
Look, here's your homework assignment. On your way home, you got to jam 102 jams.
102 jams?
102.1.
102.1.
KMJQ.
What's that?
The home of the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Who's that?
Candy Eastman in the afternoon.
Are you for real?
You know, Ali Sadiq is on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 102 jams. This is probably one of the best radio stations in Houston, bro, because they don't play none of that boo-boo rap. That's out right now. All this, you know, shoot him and this and pop him and this and a Plan B pill and I got murder on my mind and Planned Parenthood and all that type of shit.
Ali Sadiq, man, he's an interesting, smart motherfucker. Like, I just saw him comment on somebody's, I don't remember what it was, man. It might have been something like Matt Walsh posted or something, and people were disagreeing with him, and then Ali Sadiq.
Wait, Ali Sadiq posted on a Matt, who?
I think it was on it was either a Matt Walsh, like, it was like a tweet or something, and he just commented, he disagreeing to somebody that was, like, disagreeing with Matt kind of thing. Oh, but wow. I can't remember, I don't know if it was abortion or what it was, but it was interesting. Like, it seems like he has a very
mature.
A mature, yeah. Perfect, mature take on things.
Yeah, like when I heard him on, shout out to Ali Sadiq. I was texting him last night. Mm. That's why I brought it up, because I was like, hey, you got a radio show? He's like, yeah, motherfucker, for 2 years.
No shit.
And I'm like, oh, my bad. How'd I miss that?
It looks like that's Chingo's homework assignment too, is listen to the radio station.
Yeah, yeah. No, because the reason I had to tune into FM terrestrial radio, because my phone died.
Aw, dude. I'm going to get you a MagSafe battery charging case for your phone where you just magnetize it so that it charges it and you don't have to ever worry about plugging it in.
Oh, it's a case. Okay.
No, it's just a battery pack. You just magnetically attaches to the back of the iPhone.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. Let me know.
Yeah.
Send me a link. You say he's going to give me a kettlebell too, and that never happened either.
Actually, I have the kettlebell. I kept it.
Okay. Well, hey, at least he's transparent.
I kept it because the lockdowns happened. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and keep this. It's really hard to come by.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. All right, we're talking about the woke mind virus is either defeated or nothing else matters. This reminds me of that book you had told me, Gad Saad.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
The parasitic mind.
Yeah. Evolutionary biologists like him are really fascinating because they're probably some of the prime experts on how societies evolve and how empires are built and destroyed. And if you ever listen to a Gad Saad interview or just him on his podcast, The Gadfather, I think it is, he breaks it down to where if you disagree with him, you're just being an asshole. Like, you're just disagreeing with him just to be a contrarian. Like, he makes such solid points for it, but people get triggered, and they're like, I don't like what you're saying, so I'm going to disagree with you.
Okay, this is very interesting. Like, it's trippy how the human species works, the way our mind works, because we can be psyoped. We can be persuaded. I think Scott Adams said on his newest, one of his newest episodes, where he said, like, what's that word? Circumstantial evidence is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's why lawyers got to be able to call it out. And this woke mind virus, what trips me out is this. Every time a piece of information like Barry Weiss putting out one of the Twitter files 5, that's like a mixtape.
Yeah.
Every time you learn that it's a dude named Yoel Roth was like, running this whole department, the safety, Twitter safety, mm-hmm. and something, mm-hmm. or it's like some Orwellian shit, because really they were the ones really being a patsy, like meeting with the alphabet boys every week. Now, granted, he has his own particular worldview, and he, you know, the same way the J6ers thought that they were protecting the country by showing up and expressing their discontent.
Mm-hmm.
And their grievances, some of them got out of hand, all right? Some of them turned the shit into a riot. Some of them didn't like being maced and shit. And Ashley Babbitt, rest in peace, she was an unarmed female. A lot of y'all pretty much know, I'm sure, if you're listening this far, and you didn't get triggered yet. But what trips me out is as we learn these things, as they're having to admit, like shit we've been saying, like, yeah. Oh my God, Peter Daszak, Ralph Baric, oh my God, gain of function research, taxpayer dollars, the Greek tragedy of it all. They they did experiments and sped up and made Frankenstein viruses, lied about it in front of Congress, played dumb. Motherfucker went from I am the science to I don't recall, and I don't know who, I don't know nobody that works at Twitter. You sure about that? They asked Fauci 5 times, you sure you don't know nobody that worked at Twitter that had their finger on the scale and was helping manipulate the narrative? Yeah, I don't think, I don't recall. Don't your daughter, where your daughter work at? Oh yeah, she work at Twitter, man. My bad, dog.
Bitch.
All of a sudden, you don't know what gain of function research is. You don't know nothing about the Wuhan virology lab. All of a sudden, you don't know Ralph Baric and Peter Daszak. This is just one specific example of information that we've been talking about for 2 years. And when I go check up on the lefty accounts, like when some big news comes out, all right, let's see what Brooklyn Dad got to say. Let's see what Rex Chapman got to say.
Yeah.
Right? All these paid shills and shit. Grifters, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like random little counts. I found one today. Somebody I had to start following because he's like, I was wrong about the mandates. I was wrong about the lockdowns. Oh. I was wrong about the jab. Like, I'm a centrist. Like, I know people going to be mad, but we have to move forward. Basically saying, like, liberals, we got to fucking...
Get it together.
How are we... Like, but then you go check up on these... The View people or anybody, these people, the leftists on Twitter. And I'm like, what possible reframe? What possible shiny object? Like, you crazy conservatives just want to share photos of Hunter Biden's junk on his laptop. And y'all are mad. Ha ha. Because y'all are so obsessed with the president's son and his wee wee and this and that. And it's like, what? We talking about the crime. We talking about the 10% for the big guy. We talking about Tony Babalinsky, whatever.
Babalinsky.
That motherfucker. Like, the head CCP spy. Like, there's Hunter Biden is on his laptop bragging about how he's in cahoots and in business with. Like, y'all got to listen to the laptop from hell. But, like, all this stuff's coming out, and you go check on the woke mind virus people, and it's like, bro, are you going to admit? Like, okay, if it's true, this could be bad. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so to go back to your point then, you said, you know, you started by saying it's interesting how humans work, right? How So all of this that you just said is a perfect example of how. So let me ask you like this. What do you attribute some of these people who seem to be infected with the mind virus and there's no amount of circumstantial or otherwise evidence that'll change their mind?
Yeah, they're all like, I'm getting off Twitter. And it's
right.
And it's like, bro, if you're paying attention to what's changed since Elon Musk,
which has only been like a month, 6 weeks, maybe.
Bro, some of this stuff, bro, he literally will get on there and be like Eliza Blue. Make sure y'all follow at Eliza Blue. I think she was a victim of trafficking.
Mm.
And since old Twitter, she's been like hounding at Jack Dorsey. There is,
oh, is she
abuse
the trafficking
of kids. Like, kids, there's videos of minors being victimized, like tens of millions of views, and there's hashtags where all these little Antifa pedos and all the little weirdos are on there looking at this stuff. Y'all need to take it down. This kid done already, like, is resuffering trauma. They done presented their ID. They're telling you that's them. They're telling you their age. They're telling, like, tens of millions of views. Nothing. They never did anything. Elon comes in. He's like, wow, that should have been done.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you got these celebrities like Mark Ruffalo and Jim Carrey. Every time they're like, yeah, I'm going to Elton John. We're going to get off Twitter. John Leguizamo, we're getting off Twitter. We can no longer be on Elon. And I'm going to sell my Tesla. Like Alyssa Milano and shit. Everybody, this one dude posted his Chevy Bolt or one of these cars.
Volt,
one of them. And it's like, bro, you getting off just because Conceptual James is back on, just because Lib's a TikTok? Like, what's the issue? They're like, hate speech is up. It's like, and pedophilia is out. You deciding to get off Twitter once they kicked off the little pervs and the sickos. I'm not saying, I really don't think that has anything to do with anything. I'm not saying Jim Carrey, Mark Ruffalo, and John Leguizamo are getting off Twitter because of that. I'm not saying that at all. Because, you know, these motherfuckers will sue the shit out of you.
It's a little strange.
What I'm saying is, regardless, it's like, first of all, they never, John Leguizamo's still tweeting. He was talking all that shit on Thanksgiving.
Didn't leave for a day and then came back?
Boy, goofy, dog.
So weird.
This boy just reek of soy. How do Colombians cook soy?
They fry it. They fry it with bananas.
I ain't gonna lie. I've had some. You ever had a? You ever have a good piece of fried tofu with some delicious sauce? No, it's disgusting. No. Yeah. I think they made that sauce so good.
So you would forget everything
else? This is a long time ago, yeah, that the tofu don't even have taste. It's like a fucking sponge, but the sauce be so goddamn good.
What kind of flavor?
That you'd be like, ooh, is this Chilean sea bass? What is this?
Why is it so spongy?
Do McDonald's sell this kind of sauce for the nuggets?
Where were you?
It might have been some like sushi spot or something, okay. You know, back in the day, you know what I'm talking about?
He was trying to be cool for the ladies, like, I'm going to order some tofu.
I mean, hey, man, sometimes the ladies want to, you know what I'm saying, take you out.
Sometimes you just got to give them what they want.
Sometimes they be want to take you out, and you just be like, come on, man, shit.
Damn. I guess. I want to segue, speaking of this mind virus, I like starting the episodes, which we're fucking way over halfway through this episode, but Brandon tweets, right?
So all right, let's start. Go ahead, let's begin.
from the top.
All right, for real now. For real. All right, no more weed.
Check out this tweet from your dude.
And Joe Breezy, Joseph Raheem Breezy. The respect for Mayor Jack will safeguard the rights and protections to which LGBTQ plus and interracial couples and their children are entitled, folks. It will also ensure that LGBTQ plus LGBTQ youth will grow up and knowing that they can lead full, happy lives and build families of their own.
You do better, Joe Biden, than Biden.
Hey, and build families of their own.
Because that's what they want to do.
What a fucking criminal.
So, you read the tweet, right? You saw the picture. What is he at, a bar with
this bar he's at got more rainbow flags than the Breakfast Club set.
I didn't even notice that. I didn't even look that. Yeah.
Which one, the Breakfast Club? Or the
That's it.
Yeah, both of them got a big old rainbow flag.
So, did you hear about some of the people that were invited to the White House for this signing, right? This was one of the...
Oh, yeah, they had drag queens.
Yeah. So, the one on the right here... goes by the name Marty something Cummings.
I want to say this.
Yeah.
Ladies, when y'all be overdoing it with the fucking face surgeries and the makeup.
That's what they look like?
Y'all look like transsexuals.
Y'all look like Marty Cummings.
And I know I'm not the first one to say it. This is not an original thought. I know somebody tweeted something similar. Bryson Gray tweeted something similar and caught flack. But it's true. A lot of these... beauty, airbrush, makeup techniques were created by the drag queen community.
Were they?
And now you have a lot of these dudes, like, what's that one dude? Jared, what's his name? The makeup guy.
Oh, Kylie's
Star,
guy?
Star. Jeffree Star. Jeffree Star be doing this type of shit. But anyway, I do want to say this before I forget. James Lindsay, at Conceptual James. I think he just got his Twitter page back. I started trying to do a deep dive of this. This is heavy. And then we're going to get back to the White House and their drag invitees. James Lindsay talks about why, I guess, pedophile people made it to where you can't use the word groomer. Why did the word groomer become so outlawed? And how did they manage to conflate that? So all the normies, right? All the yoga moms with the Bob stroller. So did they even buy the idea that groomer is a slur to gays? That's what they want to trick you into believing. That you can't call out groomers without being accused of being homophobic and it's a slur for gays. So I'm going to put a pin in that and we're going to come back to it.
Well, to piggyback off what you just said, as a matter of fact, we're going to go back to the tweet and scroll down a little bit here.
Are you allowed to say groomer now on Twitter?
I don't see why not.
Now that Yo Roth is out?
Check this tweet out, this reply.
Bro, what the fuck? That's the person that got invited.
Yeah, read the tweet.
Somebody found a screenshot of his shit. They said, why would at Marty G. Cummings delete this tweet? And then the tweet is... You read it, man.
The kids are out to sing and suck D on May 5th of this year, 2022.
Hey, man.
What the fuck?
Here's one of my biggest points. To all the people that want to be woke light and they're just like, hey, man, I'm just inclusive and, you know, love is love, bro.
Woke light.
Like, I'm not one of the, like, for example, they don't think they're woke
Yeah.
because they know they don't want to be these stuffy, country club conservatives, right? Bible thumping. They know they're not that because they're already atheists and everything else. So they already, they fell for the idea that everybody like Marjorie Taylor Greene and all these people.
Matt Gaetz.
You know, they're fucking hypocritical, racist, closet racist, Nazi. Like they already have disavowed anything and anyone from the right. Here's where they get tricked. This is my point. If y'all can't admit that it is possible for a drag queen to also be a groomer, you know what I'm saying? Like not because there's a lot of drag queen people that are like, nah, dog, this ain't something you do in front of kids. And you even have the Gays Against Groomers. They get harassed by PayPal, Twitter, Anti-Defamation League, ACLU. Like they're getting targeted because they kill their narrative. It's basically some gay people that say, we're against groomers. Groomers ain't us. Two different things, right? Why are they getting attacked so hard? Why are they getting deplatformed? And they try to silence them and, you know, smear them and everything else.
Back to this tweet, though, to, you know, to kind of prove you the point that you're saying, like, if this is what people are,
that's
kind
some
of,
grooming ass,
you know what I mean, like, yeah, there's no other way to say it, there's no other way to put it, like that is as specific and literal of the grooming definition as it gets.
Now I never knew there was this many sickos, because look, you, go ahead.
No, no,
I,
go
I
ahead,
hold
go.
My thought.
No, go, 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 go.
Like I remember, like for example, my brother-in-law, right, he's older than me, he's about 13 years older than me, Marine, and I remember, like, I forget how old I was, but like my little nephews and shit, like we all went to the movies. And obviously, if the kids are little, you got to take them to the restaurant.
Oh,
hey, y'all got to pee. All right, let's go. And but my brother-in-law made sure, he's just like, hey, man, like I just remember him saying, like, you can't give these pedos no opportunity.
Yeah.
Like you got to like be all like, make sure, hey, you're like, bitch, we security.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
For
saying?
Sure. Roll out the whole pack.
And at first, it's kind of like, bro, what are the chances? You really think? You really think, like, were there's you, that many? Like, I know about the creeps in the van that are like, hey,
right,
what kind of candy you like?
Why you got to say it like that?
Hey.
Was it more of a, like, you think he's over-exaggerating the danger in general or over-exaggerating the actual, like, predator danger?
Well, at the time, both. Yeah. It was just kind of like, what? What do you mean? Like pedophiles are just always looking for an opportunity? It's like, what? And now you're like, you know, with just the fact that now you can see people's tweets. You can see Yoel Roth's tweets or Chrissy Teigen. You know what I'm saying? Or like,
Chrissy Teigen.
Or what does motherfuckers mean in these emails when they order $60,000 worth of pizza? What the fuck that mean? Don't nobody eat much of that goddamn pizza.
Oh, God. We're going down to Pizzagate. So on one of our shorts or on one of the RPT, shorts, there was a comment. Most of them have been super positive. Also, huge, huge spike, the holiday miracle spike.
Christmas, but no, not holiday.
Sorry, Chris.
Not holiday,
sorry.
Motherfucker.
Sorry. Christmas, we don't say happy holidays.
Come on, bro.
We say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that way.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas. Come on, don't try to take the Christ out of Christmas.
Para ti y tu familia. They're mostly positive. Tons and tons of views, tens of thousands. But one of them. There's always the one, right? There's always the one
the bot.
Comment, probably the bot.
Fucking raza.
Everybody's like,
pinche raza. Pendejos malos del fundido.
It's like positive, positive. Yeah, tell him Chingo don't stop. And then one, it's like, oh, Chingo used to be so chill. Now he's a conspiracy, just another conspiracy.
Or like,
theorist.
Everything's about politics to this guy.
Literally three other shows. Like, there's plenty of stuff you could tune into that's not politics, but, you know, it's not a conspiracy. The last episode was titled Premium. Where can they get premium episodes at?
Patreon.com/redpilltamales. There's different tiers. I know like Juan Perez, he always complains that like, man, people, they don't want to download an app. It's too many tiers. You're confusing them. But it's super simple. Just go to patreon.com/redpilltamales. It starts off at $1. $1 tier gets you full access to the entire Discord chat room. So if you are a Fed, it's only costing us $1 of our tax dollars for you to buy the subscription.
And spy on us with, you know, a little bit of money behind it. Mm. Put some skin in the game. Yeah. But fuck was I saying before that? AJ, one of the shorts is called, you know, How Right Was AJ? I don't even put his name because it's like you're asking to get your shit throttled if you put Alex Jones in anything, which is also a weird thing to think. Like, you can't write someone's name, or Big Tech would be like, no, not up in here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So in that short, you know, you're talking about some of the things that you came to realize later too. Like, man, this, you used to think, man, this crazy motherfucker, yeah, Alex Jones.
I like that clip. I tweeted it where I was saying, like, you think everything's a crisis actor, and right, you think all these people are conspiring to somehow a meeting of the minds.
But in today's, like, as of today, like 2022, people still think that there's no validity to anything that he said. He's a completely cool, you know what I mean?
That's how you know you're over the target.
I know. What do you do? Like, are those people salvageable? Or can they be saved? Can their mind be, you know, red-pilled at all? Or are they just too far gone? Are they going to be the ones that are always, you know, blue no matter who? Gavin Newsom's great for reinstating mask mandates in California.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Big government, you know, punish me harder, or govern me harder, big daddy government, you know?
Yeah. That's a good question, man. Like, can the mind be infected by the woke virus? And this goes both ways.
Yeah.
The only thing, though, here's the only difference,
what's the caveat?
Is that, like, these QAnon people, they've probably been more right, more correct than some of these people on CNN. Yeah. CNN, MSNBC, y'all done lied and been incorrect about everything.
Everything.
So anyway, the question is, can someone be so infected with the mind virus, like, mm-hmm, just or the woke mind virus, or just these ideas that don't add up? And keep in mind that Elon Musk is an engineer. And when he talks about something like civilization, or if we don't defeat this mind virus, nothing else matters, and I'm going to spend a lot of time here sleeping at the office because it's that important. He's an engineer. So it's almost like his filter, his lens, his worldview is the output of our species, and the longevity and the trajectory is going to be thrown off if these bad ideas that don't compute and don't make sense and always have bad results, like, you're trying to censor people, you're trying to be the arbiter of truth, you're kicking people off the platform, you shadow ban, I'm sorry, they don't say shadow ban, they said visually, what did they call it? VF? Visually filtering.
Mm.
It's not shadow banning. No, we don't. We don't shadow ban people, especially not on ideology or political beliefs.
You see,
it's
why,
like, do you visually filter?
Do you see why definitions are so important? Like, a society,
that's how the devil plays, man. Word games.
Yes, a society and a civilization has to come to an agreement on what vocabulary they're going to use, right? What certain words mean. So, you earlier at the top of the podcast, you happened to mention the Cambridge thing. Did you see that? I just saw it today about them changing the definition of woman.
Yeah,
right?
I saw that.
And they didn't change it. They added one to it. So one is still like a female biological woman. Two is that whole, you know, new long one. And funny enough, one of those small accounts that are the woke accounts, I don't remember which one, I didn't keep it, I didn't pull it up for today, said, this was changed in October. I don't understand why, in all caps, why this is being reported now.
I don't know why it's being reported now versus when it first happened in October.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this. The side that claims to believe in science, right? That's what the Lisa Milanos and the View, the Karens, the Branch Covidians, the boosted up people. Am I right, Rob? Like, aren't they the ones that always try to shun middle America and people that live in the red states, and like, yeah, y'all are, or the Republican or the conservatives or the Trumpers?
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all are in a cult. Y'all don't believe science. We do. Y'all are the same ones that can't figure out what a woman is. Y'all coming up with 89 genders. How the fuck y'all the ones that believe in science? Like, it's the devil. The devil will lie in your face. And some of y'all might hear me say that and might think, like, Chingo, do you really believe in this little red man with the pointy tail and the fucking the pitchfork and the, you telling me a motherfucker walking around here looking like Balenciaga with the little horns and shit? With the goat legs and it smells like sulfur in the air. That's what you're telling me? Not necessarily a red guy with horns, but the lie. Just evil. Just false. Like, you're not the truth. These people are trying to rewrite history, change definitions. They claim to be all about science. But they will sit up here and argue with you when you're saying, hey, man, why the hell y'all doing a twerk drag queen show in front of these elementary kids? You fucking bigot. We believe in science. And it's like, you can show them facts about, like, hey, man, the jab don't even do y'all. It's like the meme where the guy's putting on the clown outfit. Mm-hmm. It went from 100% effective to, you know, it don't cost the blood clots. And
dude, off the top of my head, in the Discord, Crystal, one of our agents, posted this. I saw it simultaneously on Twitter. Dr. Robert Malone tweeted out a link to his Substack.
I saw that post.
Did you read it?
I don't know if I did, but I saw it in the Discord.
Great. I saw it on Twitter, and then I had just happened to open Discord next, and I was scrolling through, and she had posted it in there. And so, knowing that one of our agents posted something, I'm like, okay, this is really good. So I went back to Twitter and started reading it. He put a podcast form. You can embed audio. So he embedded him reading his Substack. If you don't want to read it, you can just listen to him. He has a good voice, and he was reading it and whatever. And it was Fifth Generational Informational Warfare was the title of his Substack. And we'll probably, after you listen to it, we'll probably just do a whole episode on that, because we've talked about these different generational war, like fourth generation warfare, and how, like, now, you always talk about the fog of war too. Like, right now it's such a fog of informational war, and we're seeing it unfold with Twitter, dude, at a degree that I never thought we would see.
Yeah. I mean, when you had Fauci, Mr. Science, I've been getting paid $800,000 for fucking decades.
Yeah. Literally.
And his daughter worked at Twitter and everything else. Mr. Science himself, he would just straight up, oh yeah, three masks. And then you look at his fucking emails and it's like, masks don't work. And everything's redacted. You can't even read half the shit in email. He shut down the Great Barrington Declaration, the people that were against lockdowns and shutdowns and school closures, and actual scientists.
Yeah.
Like the other guy that got censored, Dr. J. Very complicated Indian last name. Bachtarayara.
Close enough.
Bachtarayara.
Spot on. Spot on.
Ese way, Dr. J. He got kicked off of Twitter because he was like, hey, man, these lockdowns ain't going to work. That dog ain't going to hunt. And sure enough, all the repercussions he was laying out that he was trying to tweet and they didn't want him to because they had to have the Fauci narrative. Well, here's my point. And put on your seatbelts if you're a lefty and you tuning in this far in. Like if you a Branch Covidian, put your seatbelt on. Fifth generation warfare, right? Arguably, this was a bioweapon. Arguably, right? Why do so many countries have these biological scientific laboratories and departments of high up military, right? Let's not forget the scientists they had at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. That was part of the PLA, the People's Liberation Army. That was their military using our technology. We was in it too, right? Dr. Ralph Barrick, University of North Carolina. You, about an hour south of here, Galveston, Texas, got a lab full of bugs that they probably doing a little bit of gain of function. Ukraine had about 100 fucking gain of function biological weapons. So not only was la corona, not only was that shit a bioweapon, it was also arguably an economic weapon, right?
Right.
Now, there's a PSYOP component. I tweeted all this, by the way. If you don't follow me on Twitter, you're missing out.
You're missing out.
There's a PSYOP component. So you need people like Fauci to say, I'm the science. It's been settled. There is scientific consensus and you're attacked. This is a right-wing conspiracy. And it ain't even about left or right, Democrat or Republican. It's about who the fuck is lying.
Yeah. And how do we figure it out?
And where's the truth? And all the normies, they probably still, thank you, Dr. Fauci. They probably still got a sign on their lawn that says, in this house, we believe love is love. And we believe in science. And we believe that all lives. Well, no, they probably wouldn't say that. They say, we believe that Black Lives Matter. You've seen the sign, right?
Yeah.
They had them in Martha's Vineyard till real immigrants showed up.
I don't know how to read Scott Adams sometimes, like him as a person, but regardless, he's a fun follow. He tweeted this out just a little while ago. Did you see this one?
He said, I didn't see the caption.
Good.
His caption is, we can finally see the whole field. Looks like this. All right. So it's at the top of the bubble. It's CIA. CIA goes down to the DNC. That's the Democrat National. What's the C stand
Convention.
For?
Convention.
No.
Committee.
It might be committee. Yeah. And then there's another arrow that goes from there to down to fake news. Fake news goes down to social media, and then social media, there's an arrow that goes to the citizens who are narrative poisoning victims. So he basically argued that Yoel Roth, you know, was poisoned by one particular narrative. And a lot of these techies that live in Berkeley and the Bay Area that work at big tech.
In one of those Twitter, or yeah, one of the Twitter file drops, they were also talking about Matt Gaetz significantly, right? Was he Yoel Roth, the guy also trying to get Matt Gaetz banned? And they were like, there's no reason. Like, we can't just get rid of this guy. Like, what are you talking about?
Some people say that Yoel Roth was trying to use Matt Gaetz as like one of the dominoes to how can we get to Trump?
Okay.
It's like we got to set a little bit of precedence and be able to kick off Representative Matt Gaetz so that we can further justify.
Well, since we're talking about this, and this is how we'll go out on today's episode, we'll spend the last couple of 5 or so minutes on this, and that is that Twitter drop 5. You mentioned it to me yesterday. We were recording Her Lounge podcast, obviously, at the time, and Chingo's like, hey, did you see Barry Weiss drop, you know, what a drop 5?
New mixtape,
yeah.
Twitter drop 5.
And so I read it last night, and it's stuff we had already talked about, things that people were, conspiracy theorists were saying, this was what it sounds like is happening, and we had no proof of it at the time, and now we have this drop. So what did you read it, the Barry Weiss's latest drops?
I'm trying to remember what this one was about specifically.
It was basically just about banning Trump, like how they kind of got like the timeline of how, you know, pre-J6, J6, and then after, and the people that were involved in having this whole like
debate
through their, I guess, Slack communications and emails. And there was one dissenter, right? One guy that was from China that was like, I've seen what happens from this, do not recommend. And he was the only
one. Oh, he said that?
Yeah. And they just obviously ignored him. And
well, you know, groupthink and the woke mind virus. Mm-hmm. And then they have their particular, they've been poisoned by narrative. You know what I mean? Like, they have their worldview. So in their mind, they were saving civilization from Orange Tweedo, Cheeto Hitler.
Orange Tweedo fingers.
Fucking Dorito Hitler was the fucking El Cucuy.
Dude, I'm scrolling through Barry Weiss's stuff now. Yeah, I mean, that name comes up again, I think, too. Yoel? El Yoel?
Oh, yeah. He. It's almost like he was the real CEO, not Jack Dorsey.
And, you know, there's a couple of times you've seen that, like, whatever her name was.
Vijaya?
Fucking Vag. The Vag lady, the Vag lawyer, who's no longer...
She was fired. She has been hence exited.
She had a lot of, like, overarching power or, like, you know, over Dorsey. Apparently Dorsey sometimes didn't even know about some of the things that she, like, cleared or okay or said pulled the lever on, which is crazy, like... Is that real, or are they giving Dorsey some sort of an out for letting all of this kind of happen?
That's a very good question. Like, was he just trying to keep his nose clean and let them do all the dirt? Or was Yoel Roth really a patsy, and he was just meeting with the feds every week? And
there's so many layers that we probably will never know.
Bro, they need to make, like, a Jonah Hill-type movie. Obviously, Hollywood's never going to do this, but like I picture like a Jonah Hill type of, ¿cómo se llama el otro? Wolf of Wall Street or one of those type of actors? Leonardo?
Oh, yeah, DiCaprio. Something
like a Brad Pitt, Leonardo, yeah, Jonah Hill, or like some of those type of characters. The way they did, Christian Bale when he did Dick Cheney.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It was called Dick, I believe.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, bro.
It was good?
Yeah, because you got Steve Carell in it. Steve Carell plays Donald Rumsfeld.
Okay. Well, go on. Don't leave
And I picture a movie where like Michael Peña is a FBI and he's having to walk into big tech and like him and Jonah Hill have a meeting in the car, like on the way up there. Like, bro, dude, he's going to be like, why are these feds telling me to do... This is how we do it, all right? Yes, we're the feds, but that's going to give us authority to come in there. It's like, well, what happens if he pushes back? He's like, I don't know, guys. I just wanted to work in Silicon Valley. I don't know about meeting with y'all and y'all telling me about the importance. Like, I'm not trying to be a spy, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, how do we persuade Yoel Roth that, think about it. You kind of know what his agenda is because every dissertation, everything he ever wrote was somehow sexual. You know what I mean? Yeah. Everything was about all this other stuff. So it's almost like Jonah Hill and Michael Peña as FBI people go in there with their badges and they have to massage the idea of like, hey, bro, it's kind of like you with us. It's kind of like you. It's like you intel now, but you're on the in. And we got to, you know, we have some information. We got to stop this guy, bro. He's reaching too many people and it's dangerous. These ideas.
And in that same thread, as I scroll down, there was Annika Navarrely. So her quote of the whole Slack convo was like, "I'm also not seeing a clear or coded incitement in the DJT tweet." That's how they reference them.
Yeah.
Wrote Anna or Annika.
And then they said American Patriots.
Yeah. So she was a Twitter policy official. I'll respond in the elections channel and say that our team has assessed and found no vios or violations for the DJT one. And then there's the screenshot of it all. And she does just that. She says, blah, 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 safety as assessed. So no violations. And then you just keep going. And they're trying to find a reason in the tweet. We have to scroll all the way down to 17. If you haven't read them, I suggest you at least skim through them, because it's really fascinating to see like the inner workings of how these groups were thinking and how they were communicating with each other.
And also for context, keep in mind, most of the media was busy painting Donald Trump as a Hitler. Right? Mm-hmm. So Trump didn't have the media on his side. Let's not forget the Murdochs and Fox News, they called Arizona early for Brandon. And every time they were trying to have an audit, and every time they were trying to like bring up some cases of fraud and ballot trafficking, Fox never covered none of that. So he didn't have the media on his side. The only thing he had was his tweets and his Twitter following.
Yeah.
It's like a sweep, bro. Like they fucking took his base. His arm, like the table way. I know, yeah. It's like you don't even have the media, and now they took away your Twitter, and they covering up the fucking October surprise of like the laptop, the hard drive from hell. It's all on there. You made money off Moscow, not me. You made money off Ukraine, not me. You made money from China, not me. Who's the big guy, Joe? They call him the big guy. And everyone's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What's this guy on?
Dude, 51 of our intelligence people said it's Russian. It has all the hallmarks. I was watching MSNBC and Joy Reid said it has all the hallmarks of Russian disinfo.
Fucking dorks. So if you scroll down to 19 is where Barry makes a very interesting point where she says, to understand Twitter's decision to ban Trump, we must consider how Twitter deals with other heads of state and political leaders, including Iran, Nigeria, and Ethiopia. Did you read these?
Yeah, they're like, execute all employees of Twitter.
Yeah.
And it's like, we have to delete your tweet, but you can keep your account.
Some they didn't even delete. I mean, in 2018, Iran's Ayatollah tweeted out, hashtag Israel is a malignant cancerous tumor in the West Asian region that has to be removed and eradicated. It is possible it will happen. The tweet was not deleted, nor were they banned.
Who tweeted that?
The Ayatollah.
Bro, everybody could tweet except for Trump.
Khamenei, what's his name? Khamenei.
It took Elon Musk overpaying for this crime scene. He spent $40 billion on this crime scene in order for Trump to get his account back. And so that we can see, I mean, we all knew that when they kicked him off, like, bro, what's their reason? Is it because he said, I'm not going to go to the inauguration? They started twisting it up to like, well, maybe we need to say how his words are being interpreted. Like, it's not even what he's saying. Now it's like, how could someone take it?
Dude, and then the Malaysian prime minister tweeted out in October of 2020, right as the October surprise was unraveling, quote from Muslims, said it was a right, quote, for Muslims to kill millions of French people. The tweet was deleted. He kept his account, though. He could still tweet.
And who tweeted this again?
This was the Malaysian prime minister. The president of Nigeria incited violence against pro-Biafra groups, those of us in the fields for 30 months who went through the war, he wrote, will treat them in the language they understand. Twitter deleted that tweet, but he kept his account.
Gangster.
Yeah, and so on and so forth. So,
yeah, they weren't tripping over that. Like, they weren't tripping over that. It was all eyes on Trump and silence conservatives. How do we kick off libs of TikTok 55 times? The tweet, when they doxed her, the owner lives at TikTok, it's still up.
Oh, right. Oh, is it?
It's still up. Oh, they won't even delete the fucking docs tweet, bro.
After reading Dr. Malone's Substack, have you ever used Substack?
No.
I'm guilty. Actually, the only person that I was reading before was Quoth the Raven. Shout out, Chris Irons. We need to get him back on the show in the new year. Talk about all the... He has a great Substack. I'm subscribed to a lot of content creators. I hope a lot of you guys also are subscribed to not just us, but other content creators. So I went ahead and, followed Barry Weiss, followed Lips of TikTok and Dr. Malone and Quoth the Raven. Because, I mean, can you imagine somebody, like, all she was doing was just reposting unedited videos of things that were already being posted.
Holding up a mirror of themselves.
Holding up a mirror.
Where parents could see the type of grooming somebody's teachers were up to. Like, just a lot of strange things.
Did you see the superintendent or president that Project Veritas?
The dean.
The dean.
That's butt plug dean.
Butt plug
dean. The dean of the butt plugs. Did you saw that clip?
Dude. He went to the school. He was at the school.
Huh?
He was at, James O'Keefe was at the school. Like, he confronted him.
Pulled up on him.
Pulled up on him, yeah. And there was like a teacher there, and she's like, excuse me, you can't do this here. You can't. And
they all covered for him.
Yeah.
All the publications that covered it, even the school's PR statement was like, James O'Keefe and Project Veritas are a far right disinformation group who misconstrued out of context in a weird setting undercover. He didn't know he was being taped and yada, 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 yada. And his words were taken and twisted up and it's concerning. Like, their whole thing had nothing to do with how this dean was bragging on tape about him inviting some gay group on campus to do your educational stuff, where they passed around dildos and booty plugs and had the kids playing with them and talking about them and touching them and passing them around and having just a really healthy sexual discourse. You know, these kids are curious and you have to meet them where they are. Red fucking flag. Red motherfucking flag. If you don't call that grooming, I think everybody listening right now, get familiar with your values and in your mind define groomer type behavior. Like, just to know. Because if you have kids and they have to be around adults for different reasons, right? Oh, they're in gymnastics. Or there's that really friendly ballet teacher that's a little friendly. You know, or there's that younger guy that teaches at the thing and he gives all the kids high fives. Like, where do you draw the line? Like, high fives, okay, cool, how'd you do it? Right? But now you're doing extra hug. Wait, what's this special group of kids that now you have in these? You know, what's this side convo? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, who, what are them treats? Hold on, treasure chest? Who is this part of the curriculum? Why you got a treasure chest?
Yeah, at the very least, what's in the treasure chest?
I mean,
remember going to the dentist and they had a treasure little treasure chest?
Was that grooming?
No. Except, you know, they don't have toothbrushes and toothpaste in there. They have fucking KY jelly and dildos in there.
Oh, my God. They're just butt plugs.
Disgusting.
You know? The kids, they like to ask questions. How do you use the butt plugs?
Listen, everybody, this is a 3-day-a-week show. Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. You're listening to the free premium or the free episode on Wednesdays all over the internet. iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Stitcher, the whole nine, Google Radio, wherever the hell you want to listen to it.
All the way.
But we do have premium episodes. Where can they get those, Jingo?
Premium episodes, patreon.com/redpill. Tamales, also rockfin.com/redpillthamales. And don't forget, man, the YouTube, that's free.
Yeah.
There's shorts on there. Be a force multiplier. Press share.
Oh, and your socials. Give them your socials. They might not follow you anymore.
Most places, I'm official Chingo Bling. Most places.
Otherwise, just Google the name Chingo Bling. You'll find all of them there.
Yeah.
And chingobling.com.
Un chingo de páginas, güey.
That's true.
Sas.